Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hi, I'm Mike Peskin for Brian Lehrer. So pending federal regulation may redefine birth control pills as abortion, and it's setting off a debate between those seeking to protect healthcare providers' ability to act on their consciences and seeking to protect a woman's access to birth control and healthcare. Rob Stein, the Washington Post national science reporter, is covering this story. He joins me now. Welcome to WNYC, Rob.
Thanks very much. Nice to be here.
So this much I understand. Certain hospitals, for instance, Catholic hospitals, don't provide abortion. They say it's against our code of ethics to do so. And some people in government want to expand that out and say not only should institutions have that right, but individual healthcare providers have that right. So with that as maybe the jumping off point, if you think it's a proper one, explain what this new regulation would do.
Yeah, there's been on the books for many years, ever since Roe versus Wade, federal laws that allow both institutions and individuals, individual doctors and nurses who don't want to perform abortions, they can opt out. That's been on the books since the 1970s, soon after Roe versus Wade decision came down from the Supreme Court. What this would do, this is a federal regulation that would significantly expand that beyond abortion to many forms of birth control that some people consider to be tantamount to abortion, like birth control pills, the IUD, the Plan B, emergency contraception. It would expand it to the definition of abortion to include a variety of forms of birth control. And it would also expand the types of people who could opt out. It wouldn't just be nurses and doctors. It could be any employee. It could be a secretary. It could be somebody answering the phone. It could be somebody scheduling appointments. That's the concern. It's the breadth of this regulation that has people concerned.
Okay. I have to ask you what that means if someone answering the phone in a clinic doesn't want to provide, especially if it's, you know, a birth control clinic, doesn't want to provide birth control pills. But I want to get to the science first. Birth control pills would be considered abortion in this regulation. Why?
Because birth control pills, it's the definition that's at issue here. Most major medical organizations do not consider birth control pills to be a form of abortion because birth control pills primarily act by affecting fertilization and not a fertilized embryo after it's been implanted in the womb. And that's the primary medical definition of a pregnancy is after an embryo has implanted in the womb. But some people consider abortion to be anything that affects a fertilized egg, and that's from the moment of conception onward. And that's what this new definition does. It redefines abortion to include anything that interferes with anything after the point at which conception occurs.
So as a practical matter, what would it, imagine a world for me where someone answering the phones in a hospital or a birth control clinic or someone who's sweeping the floors in those clinics says, I have a moral objection to abortion. I want to opt out. How would that affect the functioning of the clinic?
Well, that's what people are concerned about. That's what people at groups like Planned Parenthood and NARAL and women's health activists are very concerned that if it could, this regulation could be interpreted that way to enable any employee to opt out. And if that's the case, then you could see how it could create, you know, quite a bit of confusion and chaos at clinics. If you have, say, somebody answering the phones who is morally opposed to abortion and considers birth control pills to be abortion, theoretically, they could say, no, I'm not willing to participate in this. I find that morally offensive.
Right. So I'm just thinking strategically. I don't know if what Planned Parenthood is putting forth as their nightmare scenario is plausible. But if it is, if I were an anti-abortion activist, I'd try to get a bunch of my people hired at birth control clinics. You can basically shut down the place just by claiming moral objection.
Right. And that, again, that's one of the scenarios that folks who are worried about this have painted, that people could apply for jobs at Planned Parenthood clinics and get these jobs. First of all, they'd have to hire them. They couldn't deny them employment because of their views. And then once they were hired, they couldn't do anything about it once they had those jobs. Now, it's important to point out that not everybody agrees with this interpretation.
Right.
You know, some folks are saying, look, this is really what we're trying to do here. There are these laws that have been on the books. These are laws called the Church Amendment and the Weldon Amendment since the 1970s and since then.
Church, as in Frank Church from Idaho?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And this was the federal law that was passed right after Roe v. Wade. And it was designed to protect doctors and nurses who did not feel comfortable performing abortions so they wouldn't have to do them. And that's been on the books since then. And what some folks are saying is, look, this is just an attempt to enforce these laws that have been on the books. All it does is make sure that these laws that have been on the books for many years are being enforced, and all the employers have to do is make an accommodation for people who feel this way and not force them to perform duties that they don't feel comfortable performing. It doesn't mean that these clinics or hospitals can't dispense birth control pills. They just have to accommodate employees who don't feel comfortable doing so.
And the folks that are pro this regulation, do they cite instances where accommodation is not being made? This is a big problem. People are forced to participate in abortion procedures even if they have a moral objection?
Yes, absolutely. And there have been lots of cases like that occurring around the country. I think the instances that people have heard about the most are pharmacists who don't feel comfortable dispensing birth control pills, who don't feel comfortable dispensing the morning after pill, who have been fired or fined or reprimanded because of their views. And this is an attempt to protect people in situations like that.
And with pharmacists, correct me if I'm wrong, state law, individual states define that if pharmacists can opt out or if they can't, is that the status now with pharmacists?
That's right. This sort of thing is regulated on a state level, and because of those kinds of cases of pharmacists refusing to, you know, provide birth control pills to women who come in looking for them, or refusing to provide Plan B, many states have passed laws either requiring pharmacists to do so or protecting them if they don't want to do so. This is a big battle that's been going on around the country in different states, as you know, advocates on one side or the other have been fighting it out to try to either guarantee that women get access to birth control pill or protect pharmacists who don't want to do it.
Now, take me through the legislative or regulatory aspects of this. For this to become a rule, the tension here is that perhaps the Bush administration wants to pass it as a regulation, and maybe there's a possibility that Congress can do something to stop that. Walk me through that, if you would.
Right. The way these things typically work is this would be a federal rule. So in order for it to be implemented, they'd have to go through the usual process of publishing in the Federal Registry and then having a certain period of a comment period. And then after a certain time period, then the rule would go into effect. Now, this can take months, if years, or it can be pushed through very quickly. And, you know, since the administration term is coming to an end, the thought is that there might be an attempt to push this through very quickly. And if so, then it would require either the next administration to come in to undo that rule or Congress to take some action.
And is there a move among members of Congress? Have they gone on record as saying if they try to push this through, we will thwart it?
Oh, well, yes. There's been dozens of letters that have been sent from Congress to the White House and to the Department of Health and Human Services, which is promulgating this regulation, protesting it. And they're trying to stop it before it happens
right
at this point.
How would it work? Would Congress have to act before the regulation takes place? Or is Congress saying if you try to enforce this regulation, we'll ban it after the fact?
At this point, they're just protesting the very existence of this draft regulation. And that's an important point to make as well. At this point, is just a draft regulation. It's circulating among various agencies like the Food and Drug Administration and the National Institutes of Health. It hasn't moved beyond that point. And so all the action that's happening in Congress is aimed at stopping it and preventing it from moving forward, even from this point.
How did you and other reporters find out about it and publicize it?
It leaked a couple of weeks ago, the draft document. As I said, it's been circulating among these various government agencies, and it's clearly raised a lot of alarm, especially at the National Institutes of Health, where scientists are very concerned that they could have broad implications actually far beyond just birth control and Plan B. It could affect a variety of types of scientific research, like stem cell research, like fertility research, even potentially cancer drugs that might inadvertently affect an egg after it's been fertilized.
Is there a way to, if they wanted to have a compromise on this, would there be a way for the regulation to be put into effect which separates the two issues? Because it seems like there are two issues. One is redefining birth control as abortion, and the other is protecting the moral compass of individual workers. So could, for instance, the federal government not redefine birth control as abortion and just try to have some more regulations to allow people with moral objections to what is defined as abortion now to opt out of those procedures?
Sure. There's a variety of scenarios, and that's certainly one of them. And that certainly is the part of this draft regulation that has raised the most concern, is this redefinition of abortion. But, you know, there is a significant proportion of people who feel this way about birth control pills and drugs like Plan B, who believe that they are equivalent to abortion. And part of the impetus for this clearly is to accommodate people who have that view.
This is Mike Peskin for Brian Lehrer on WNYC, speaking with Rob Stein, national science reporter for The Washington Post, about a proposed regulation that could come into effect. One of the aspects of this regulation is to look at birth control pills and define that as abortion. Now, I want to focus on that once again because we touched on it, but is this sort of mainstream anti-abortion activists have been saying this for years, or is this the sort of thing, this definition of birth control as abortion, is this something you only hear? Obviously, the Catholic Church is against both, but do you not really hear this sort of redefinition as being part of the anti-abortion agenda?
This definition actually is among many groups fairly widely accepted. This has been a crucial point in the abortion debate, is at what point does life begin? Does it begin at conception? Does it begin after the embryo has implanted in the womb? That's been a huge point of contention in the abortion debate, and this is simply another manifestation of that.
And so what's next? I know that I've read that the Bush administration has set a deadline of November 1st for trying to change regulations, not just these kind of regulations, but with all federal agencies. What are the next steps we can expect to see in this?
Well, the next step will be whether the Department of Health and Human Services decides to try to go forward with this. And if they do, then the next thing they'll do is publish it in a federal registry. Now, the key issue will be exactly what the language is in any regulation that they publish. As I said, this is a draft. The version we've seen is a draft version. It could emerge exactly the same, or it could undergo substantial revision, and that'll be a crucial issue, whether the controversial definition remains intact, the definition of abortion. Also, another key issue is the definition of the types of employees who would be covered. Will it be narrowed to include just doctors and nurses, or will it remain broad to include any employee? And not just any employee, but right now it would cover any entity, meaning a clinic, a hospital, even a health plan. And so that's the key issue, is just how broad the language ends up.
Might it even include people who do business, like a subcontractor for a big health clinic, or, you know, people who are kind of not directly employed by those clinics, who wouldn't want to work for a company that works for them?
Potentially. I mean, the key issue here is federal funding.
Yeah.
I mean, the kind of stick that's involved in this is that any entity that does not certify that it is accommodating employees with these views would lose their federal funding. Now, you know, that could have a huge impact. It could even apply to an entire state. If the state, for example, has laws on the books that require hospitals, for example, to administer Plan B to rape victims, and they could lose their federal Medicaid funding, which would have an incredible impact on the state budget.
And I did allude to the fact that the Bush administration wants to set a deadline of November 1st for changes in regulations. Do you know about that? Why do they want? They're in office until January 20th. Why do they want to institute changes in early November?
Yeah, well, they're basically trying to set a deadline so there isn't this mad rush at the end of the term as happened in the past.
And is there worry that they won't get their regulations in if there is a mad rush?
That's right. That's right. They're trying to make sure that whatever they're hoping to do actually gets done by the time expires.
So impose a little self-discipline.
Right.
All right. Well, I thank you very much. I've been speaking with Rob Stein, national science reporter for The Washington Post. Thank you, Mr. Stein.
Thank you very much.
Up next, OTB's David Kornstein. Pretty soon, we'll be off.